just a few hours until the Democratic National Convention wraps up tonight in Philadelphia, with Hillary Clinton set to formally accept her party's presidential nomination. KUOW's David Hyde and Kate Walters have been in Philadelphia all week covering the events and meeting some of the people who were drawn there.
Our dream has come true because young girls right now can look up and they're going to see a president that's a mother, a woman, and they know that they can have those same aspirations.
It was all scripted, which all conventions are, but it was scripted to only talk about Hillary Clinton as though there was never a Bernie Sanders ever that ever existed ever.
We have got to defeat Donald Trump. And we have got to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
I'm a Bernie delegate, and I will be casting my vote for Hillary Clinton in the fall. I hope other Bernie people get there, but right now it's a little fresh, and hopefully, you know, we can move past this.
I want the Democratic Party to nominate somebody to beat Trump, but it has to be somebody I can vote for. I can't vote for Clinton. I won't vote for the best evil. I want to vote for my values.
Don't let anyone ever tell you that this country isn't great, that somehow we need to make it great again, because this right now is the greatest country on earth.
It is a non-establishment election year, and people are tired, and people want things to change. They're calling for the government to represent them, to work for them, and I'm just concerned.
I have worked beside her in the United States Senate. I have worked with her as Secretary of State, and I know she listens, she hears people, and she fights to make sure that people's voices are heard and that we get the kind of country that gives the opportunity to future generations. So I'm very excited.
Just a few voices from Philadelphia this week at the Democratic National Convention.